At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'm glad you're here. I'm going to let everybody know all right now, and we're going to actually pray here in just a second. In the last couple of hours, most of today I haven't been feeling good, but in the last couple of hours, I've been not feeling good at all. And what's going on is the same thing that went on in October. I've been having some pain in my side, and it's a little severe, and so we're going to try to go ahead and do the program. And I am so glad that we do have a guest tonight. Her name is Diane, and I'm glad she's here with us tonight. But I would ask for you to send healing and all that stuff towards my right side. It's on my right side, and so I would focus healing on my right side, okay? But we are going to try to go ahead and do the program. The card for the show tonight is from my Gaia deck, and it's the Liberation card. And it talks at the bottom of the card, it says, breaking free from a negative attachment. And that's where Spirit has us right now. Spirit wants to set us free, wants to break all those things out of us and away from us and all that other stuff. And so tonight, you know, Spirit's coming in here saying, hey, you know what? I want to set you free. I want to get rid of all that stuff, all that baggage, all the stuff that we carry from our past into our now. And, you know, we can't change any of that stuff. But what we can work on, what we can change is right now, us. And so tonight, that card is popping up here. Let's go ahead and open with prayer. And then we're going to put on a song, and then Diane will be with us. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call in at 347-327-9316. We'll be taking your calls throughout the time that I'm on air. And so, but it is 347-327-9316. You can also send in your questions if you would like to. You can send those in. Sometimes people are a little shy or just don't want their voices on air for whatever reason. If you're one of those, you can send those in tonight to my email at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. All right? So let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the strength to move forward when sometimes we don't want to move forward. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just continue to touch my body right now, that from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, that you'd begin to send healing energy into every part of my body, and that you would ease this pain up. I know that you're able to do it. You've done it many times before, and I know you're able to touch tonight. Father, Mother, God, I pray for Diane right now. I thank you so much for the abilities that she has, the gifts that you have imparted into her life. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for letting me find her and for bringing her onto this program. And Father, Mother, God, right now, whatever is on her heart tonight, I just pray that you would just help her share that with us. And Father, Mother, God, use both of us tonight to touch our listeners, because that's what it's about, touching lives and helping people and you know, meeting their needs as well. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners tonight. I pray that you would do that, just meet their needs tonight, that you would just touch them in every area of their lives, financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever they need. I know that you're able to touch tonight. And Father, Mother, God, right now, for whatever reason, I'm being directed to pray for our planet. And so tonight, I pray for Mother Earth. I pray that you would just surround Mother Earth right now with white light, that you would begin to touch our planet. Us and our planet are in a time of transformation. And Father, Mother, God, just continue to guide us through that transformation, through those changes that you are performing in our lives right now. And Father, Mother, God, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. We say amen. And we say done. All right. Let's go ahead and put on a song. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls and Diane, our guest, are next. All right. Don't go anywhere. Okay, we are back, and hopefully you enjoy that song. I did cut it off a little bit, but that's okay. We are going to just be on for an hour, but Diane's with us tonight, and let's get her on air with me. Diane, thank you so much for being here. Hi.
Hi there. How are you tonight, Michael? I hope you're going to feel better very soon. I've been sending light to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, hey, you know, a little pain's not going to stop me. So.
Good. I know everybody out there is sending their prayers.
Yeah. So, but now I don't really know you, and I don't think a lot of my listeners might not know you. So, just in a nutshell, if you can, just tell us a little bit about you. I know that that's probably a little hard to do it all in a little nutshell, but
I'm a psychic medium and teacher. To me, teaching is one of the most important things that I do, helping others to open up their psychic abilities. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I've been teaching for the last 15. And so, in a nutshell, I've done radio, television. I have my own television show for about a year called Diane Grimmel's Psychic World.
Right.
And I write a regular column for a paper called the New Era Times. It's called Dear Diane, and it's sort of like a psychic Dear Abby.
Right. Well, that'd be interesting. Maybe I'll have to write in sometime. So
you might
yeah.
just have to write in sometime.
Yeah, I might. Now, if you know, the one thing, maybe, you know, this is where I think spirit's leading me to lead us.
Mm-hmm.
If the psychic stuff. Now, if somebody really wanted to learn how to develop their abilities and stuff like that, what would you be telling them? You know, if you had a client that say, you know, if I came to you and I'm a client and I really don't know, but I'm just feeling something going on with
yeah.
me, what would you tell me?
Well, first of all, I would let you know that everybody, every single one of us on this planet has psychic ability. It's something that before we ever learn to speak as a race, we communicate it. And I feel like each of us gets it in a slightly different way. So I would tell you to start paying attention throughout the day to the way you might be receiving messages. And for some people, you know, Michael, if you ever walk into a room and you get a feeling like, wow, the vibe is kind of funky in here, right?
Right.
That's a way of picking up energy through feeling. And that other people may have a sound or a word pop into their head sometime. And that still other people may have pictures pop in. And they're not sure, why did I just think of the name Roy? I haven't talked to my friend Roy in years. And then out of the blue, Roy calls.
Right.
So with each person, it's going to come in a different way. I even have a client who smells spirits psychically. She will smell coffee and burnt potatoes when her mother's around. And her mother used
right.
to diner. So there's as many ways as we can experience the universe. There are ways in which the energy comes in. And so the main task we have to start with is to figure out what it is that we pick up and how we pick up that energy. So if you're walking down the street, I actually have an example of that. I was walking down the street, and I saw a picture of an apple in my head. And I thought, well, what's that about, right?
Right.
So later on, next day, I saw a big apple with a bite out of it, and I thought, well, this is weird. What is that? Well, a day later, a friend of mine called and said, you know how you always wanted to go see a Broadway show? Well, I have tickets, and my friend can get you a buddy pass if you'd like to go take a bite out of the big apple.
Right.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
So we know what that symbol of an apple with a bite out of it was.
Right.
But the only way to know your own language is to really pay attention to it so that when those things come up later on, you start to understand them. So that is the first thing I would tell somebody.
Okay. And now what would you tell somebody that, say, maybe, you know, I know a lot of people have come to me and talked to me about, you know, that some of this stuff scares them, that they don't know if they can trust us, you know, because a lot of people have trust issues, you know.
Well,
they've made
I'll tell
bad
you
decisions.
This. When it comes to psychics, there are a lot of people out there who you should not trust. There are a lot of people out there who are what I would call fortune tellers.
Right.
So if you go to someone who says that you have a curse on you or you have bad energy and that you need to pay them money to take it off of you, that is
right.
not a psychic and you need to turn around.
Right.
But for people who are afraid of what is the psychic, meaning they're afraid of spirits or they're afraid of energy.
Right.
What I tell them is that this is something that's around us 24 hours a day. And just because you recognize it or don't recognize it doesn't mean it's not there. So all of us are better off if we know what's going on in our environment, right?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
I agree.
And that's what I tell them, to know that they are safe, that they can protect themselves, that they can say a prayer of protection and know that they are safe, that the energy cannot hurt them, but to be aware of it, because this empowers them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 'Cause, yeah, and that's what you have to be. You know, it's like with me. I mean, I've been gifted most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, from the moment I took a breath, I think I was psychic. But, you know, and I developed that over a period of time, and it was, I've never was afraid of it. I mean, you know, maybe I didn't understand it totally
right.
back then, but I wasn't afraid of it. And plus, you know, I think what's really amazing, Diana, maybe you agree with me, is I think that more, it's more open now. And, you know, back when I was growing up, when you were growing up, it wasn't, you know, the way it is now.
There weren't a lot of books. You're absolutely right. There weren't a lot of places to turn. And there weren't a lot of books out there saying this is how you do it if you're psychic.
Right.
And there was not a section at the bookstore or the library called metaphysical. So, you know, you had to sort of find your own way. But
yeah,
I'm
you
like
did.
You. I always kind of thought it was cool.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So. And, you know, yeah. And I think that, you know, over a period of time, I learned how to work with it. And, you know, the one thing how I worked with it is I kept it quiet for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, just get in trouble by my parents for making up stuff when I really wasn't making up stuff. But they just didn't understand. Yeah. But they just didn't understand how to handle me or whatever was going on with me. So were
right.
you like that too?
Well, I remember walking up to my fourth grade teacher. I was new in school. And telling her, I'm sorry that your dad is sick. And I don't know how I knew it. I just did.
Uh-huh.
And she gave me a very, very dirty look and told me to sit down. And 3 weeks later, she was absent from school, and the substitute said, you know, I'm sorry that she won't be back this week. Her father passed away from cancer. And so I had known that without realizing how I knew that.
Right.
But, I think it upset people. It upset this teacher because she didn't understand how I knew this.
Right.
So a lot of adults are hard on psychic children. I think... you know, you learn when to open your mouth and when not to.
Right, definitely. I agree with that. We do have a couple of people waiting to talk to you, so
yeah.
Let's go ahead and get them on,
sure.
If you don't mind. Okay. You do need their birthday, right? Is that correct?
Oh, actually, that's great. If they want to give me, like, the month and day of their birth, that's great, and their first name. That would be
okay.
Awesome.
Okay, all right. Regina, you're on air with Diane. Thank you for calling, and appreciate your patience. You're on. Hi.
Hi,
Regina. Hi.
Hi there. What is your month and day of birth?
It's September 20th.
Okay. And, Regina, is there a question on your mind today?
Tomorrow is filled with different people, work situations, and I just wondered if you saw that as being successful.
I actually get a very, very positive feeling for you right now that you're a worrier big time. And I feel like you've analyzed the situation to death, but there's the word I hear is success, if that makes sense to you. So something is going on that's quite significant to you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that I get good energy here, that I feel like you can stop worrying.
Great.
Question you'd like to ask about that?
I really am trying to work very hard at stopping the worrying.
Okay. Number one, I feel like it's natural to you because you have an ability not only to see things from your own perspective, but to think about other people and the way they view things. And so I think you find yourself worrying about not just your own issues, but others' perception of your issues and how those are going to work out. And the best way to stop it is simply to realize that you're not going to affect the outcome by worrying, are you?
And that's what I tell myself.
If it helps any, it does feel like it's a part of your energy that there is, that awareness can be used in a very positive way if you want to. Understanding the way other people think and understanding other people's perceptions can be a really positive thing in any work situation, but utilizing it to torture yourself is another thing. So try, when you're thinking about these issues, to ask yourself if this is going to have any effect on the outcome. And if it's not, give yourself permission to let it go. Because everything actually feels, I get the word success for you, that this is a time where things are going to be coming to fruition and you're going to be happy about the outcome of things. Maybe not tomorrow afternoon on the dot, but you're going to find things are opening in your direction all throughout the spring and summer this year. Are you looking to make a significant change in your work, meaning in your work status or work direction?
Yes.
That's coming up for you. You don't need to worry. You need to let it happen. Sometimes when we hold things too tight, we actually can keep them from happening. But in your case, I feel like this, you've been making some major decisions in your life for several years. You've been trying to change things. And this is, you're coming down to the wire here. And it feels like this is it. It's going to work out. So not to worry so much.
Okay.
This year is an opening time for you. So don't get too attached to, you don't have to get attached to any one event or any one day. Just know that this is a time where things are going to be turning in a positive direction for you.
I accept that.
Good. And I believe when we accept it, it comes that much more easily and clearly for us. It's celebration time. And you kind of feel that, don't you?
I do.
Just afraid to think it.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I get... And there's also, there's an older lady in spirit who's with you and gives me the feeling of sort of, she's on your side, she's watching out for you, and proud of you. So there are those on the other side who are rooting for you also, Regina, and I just want you to feel good and excited about life and know that there's a bump up in career coming for you.
Oh, I really thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, and I'm excited for you. And again, don't get attached to any one event or any one date or any one issue. Just know that this year is a really positive turning point for you, and it's going to happen.
Those are words I take to my heart.
Okay. That's awesome.
Thanks, Regina. Hopefully that helped.
It does. Great.
All right.
Good.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, and I felt the same thing. You know, I feel like that this is that turnaround year for her. And so,
yeah.
you know, she just has to, you know, we just got to stay focused and we just got to keep aiming at our goals. So,
absolutely.
Cool.
And it's
yeah.
not about one date or one situation. It's about bringing that energy and that positive energy through the year. And I feel like this is a turning point time for Regina. There's
right.
a very positive arc going on for her.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that a lot of times we can miss those. Do you think that we can miss those moments sometimes? I think if we're focused on the past so much, you know, I think that sometimes it's easy for us to miss those moments.
I think we don't appreciate sometimes.
Okay.
I think we can look back sometimes and go, wow, when I was 26, a lot
right.
of life-changing things happened. But we don't understand it when we're 26. We're too busy focusing on what's not right with our life. That's correct.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, you know, and I think that's the point that I think Chris trying to do in 2013 is trying to get us to look at, okay, look at the things that are right with our lives, not all the things that are wrong with our lives,
uh-huh.
You know, and keep focused. And Regina, you know, you know, I can see a positive year for you, so keep going forward. Let's go ahead and talk to Patty. Patty, okay. You're on air.
Yeah,
hi, Patty.
Hi, thank you. Michael, I hope you feel better.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
My birthday is also in September. It is September 18th.
Okay.
And my question is around career.
Okay.
And wondering if there's a new opportunity.
Well, it's okay. I'm going to say, first of all, I feel like it's almost overdue. You've been thinking about this for quite a while, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I feel like the right opportunity for you, maybe a few months off. Have you been thinking about going back to school?
No.
Okay. Have you been thinking about learning something different or learning something that is segues out of the work that you're doing into something a little different?
You know, that's interesting. I haven't, but I've applied to jobs that are outside my realm, so I know that if I was selected, I would have to do that just because
that's what I'm feeling, is that you may be selected for a job that takes you outside of the realm that you're in currently, and it will be a major decision for you to do that. But I'm glad that you're looking outside of where you are right now, because that's where I feel like you're actually going to find success. You're really not happy where you are right now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Does it make sense that you feel? Do you feel like the people in your current job situation are judging you?
No, it's not that. It's just that the company is being packaged to be sold.
Okay, judgment in the future.
Yeah.
Okay. My sense is that the right job for you could take anywhere from 6 to 18 months, and I know you don't want to hear that. But I feel like it's in the pipeline already. It feels like it is a little bit different than what you're doing. And that there is a learning curve, but as you move into that, you're going to actually be very happy with your new job situation. I feel like if you take a job soon, meaning in the next few months, you may be at that job for a while and then possibly move into a different position, because it feels like there's something that comes up in 2014 that feels really pretty positive also. Does that make any sense?
Well, at the moment it doesn't, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does later.
Okay. But that's what I'm getting, that there is a movement slightly outside of what you're doing right now that may take a learning curve of some type. But that's going to be the right direction for you.
Okay.
And
you know what industry it is, or?
I'm not getting a clear picture on that right now, but I feel like the financial end of it feels as good or a little bit better than what you're doing right now.
Okay. Okay, that's great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you for calling in. Sorry. I just said goodbye to my guest. Patty, thank you for calling in. All right. Told you I'm not feeling good. All right.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I didn't mean to say goodbye to you, so.
No, but we do thank Patty for calling in, and Patty was awesome.
Oh, yeah, she was. And, yeah. You know, and you know, and the thing is sometimes the one thing I've learned is that, you know, a lot of times we think that things are going to happen at a certain time, then we get frustrated. Do you see that a lot? I mean, with clients and stuff?
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm going to tell you, yes, I do. I have clients who are really hoping for something to happen now or next week or next month when the big changes feel like they're a little farther off. But patience always pays off, and I know that the universe finds ways to occupy us in the meantime. So the good news is that I do feel like, you know, Patty is going to be moving into something that's right for her.
Yeah, I totally agree with it.
But I don't like telling people, yes, there's a wonderful man coming into your life a year from now, because nobody likes to hear that. They want to hear it right now.
Yeah, they want to hear right now.
Yeah,
like in the next 24 hours.
Right, and I can only tell people what I pick up.
Right, yeah. And that's what I tell people, too. You know, a lot of times I tell people, you know, I might not tell you exactly what you want to hear, but I'm definitely going to tell you what spirit is probably warning you to hear at the moment in your life. And so, you know, that's what we have to do sometimes as readers. And, you know, you brought up a good point. I'm going to focus on this really quick. You know, that there's a lot of people out there that are not legit, unfortunately, in this field. There's some people that are not, you know, on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the one thing that I always tell people is, you know, really fill those people out. And that's why I bring, you know, people on here, you know, to say, hey, you know, here they are, here's some samples from them, and, you know, and it resonates with you. You know, one thing that I would tell people when they, you know, talk to me, I say, you know, if it doesn't resonate with you, go someplace else. If
absolutely.
I might not be that person that you're supposed to make that connection with.
And Michael, that's a very good point, too, that there are people that I sit with that I immediately pick up just about everything on, and there are people that I sit down with that I pick up very little on. And it has to do with our energies and how they mix.
Right, yeah. And, you know, and I think that a lot of times, I think when people do go to readers, sometimes, you know, they get a little frustrated because they don't know exactly how this all works, you know. And so then they go in and maybe that reader is not picking up on them, you know, like somebody else did. And so they get frustrated. But the one thing that I always learned is that not every reader is the same. Everybody is different.
Yes.
Our energies are all different. I mean, we all have the same spirit, of course. But
right.
But the way we do things, the way that spirit works through us and how we see things are totally different. And so that's the amazing part. Now, if somebody wants to get hold of you, which I hope they do, how would we do that?
Oh, you can just go to my website, which is www.dianegrimmel.com. My name, I think, is on your website right now.
Right. And it will be there, and it will be there in past guests, actually tomorrow. So,
oh, okay.
But, yeah. And the one thing I'm working on is, you know, and also if you click on pictures, it's not there yet, but when you click on those pictures, you can go to their websites. That should be up and running tomorrow. I was going to do it today, but today hasn't been one of those days that I was doing that. Now the one thing that – is there a – now – do you do readings face-to-face, or do you just do phone readings, or how do you work?
I do readings face-to-face. I have an office at the what is called the ARE Center of Houston. It's the Edgar Cayce Center. And that is, Edgar Cayce was a very, very famous psychic in the last century,
right,
who did health readings for thousands of people.
Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't know that there was a center there. Man.
Before he died, he started a hospital in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and that is still there as the Association for Research and Enlightenment, where they do research on the Cayce cures. And there are several other centers around the country, and one of them is here in Houston.
Man, I'm going to have to come down to Houston.
There you go.
Check it out.
A lot of exciting things.
Yeah, and so that would be amazing. Maybe one of these days they'll get to meet you face-to-face.
That would be awesome.
That'd be cool. Let's go ahead and let's get one more person on here with you. Let's go ahead and talk to Woody. Woody, you're on with Diane.
How you doing?
Hi, Woody. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Woody, what's your month and day of birth?
10/10/80.
What is it?
10/10/80.
10/10. Okay. Oh, 10/10. Okay, that's a fascinating birth date. So, Woody, what's going on with you tonight? What would you like to tune into?
Whatever you pick up.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
It's whatever you pick up, whatever I should be looking for, I guess, for this year.
Okay. First of all, I think you're possibly going to be making some significant changes in the next year or two as far as changing the focus of your career or changing your career path. So, have you ever thought about being self-employed?
I'm doing that right now.
Okay, good. You're on track. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. And I feel like what I see for you, Woody, is self-employment and a feeling of possibly starting a new business within the next 18 months. Have you started that yet?
I'm on a journey, pursuing a career in music for a part of mine.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're
Pursuit and Career Music were part of mine.
Okay, beautiful. I feel like the... has there been talk for you about moving to a new location or moving to another area or working with somebody differently? This feels like a very positive time in your life, but I do feel some change in the structure of what you're doing.
Okay.
Are you working on the back end of the music also?
Right, yeah.
Beautiful. That's okay, excellent. Because where I do see success for you more long-term is that I feel like behind the scenes, have you also wanted to produce music?
Yes, another goal of mine to do, yes.
Okay, good. I feel like that's absolutely the right direction for you, that you need to make certain that whoever you're working with, that you have a high trust level with them. So you trust this partner of yours, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And going into 2014, I feel like there's what I would almost call a breakthrough time of some type. I feel like, you know, you're doing some live performance, right?
Last time we did it was on September. We have an EP album. We just met two guys that
okay.
well known in the industry, so they try to help us to open up other acts.
Okay, that's what that. Okay, because I feel like there's going to be live performance in the future. I'm glad you met these people because that's, like I said, this feels like a turning point time for you. That you're meant to work for yourself. That's who you are. And I feel like it's working with the right people that's going to help you to move ahead. But long term, I feel like you could have a lifelong career in music, especially if you are comfortable with learning the different areas of working behind the scenes. So, Woody, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions you've got?
I guess, do you see a right relationship coming as well, intertwined with that, my career?
It's interesting. Because I feel like the right relationship, this person is not going to be connected to music. I feel like this person is going to have their own life and their own thing going on. And that's good because one person working in show business is usually enough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel somebody for you that I feel is outside of the business. I get a pretty easygoing energy, and that they're going to be able to go with the flow and roll with it. I don't feel you know this person yet. I feel like this person will be coming into your life, not quite yet. And I hope I haven't insulted anybody by saying I don't think you know this person yet.
No.
Okay. Somebody, I think some people might be, I don't want anybody to have their feelings hurt, but I feel like there's somebody that you have yet to meet, and I feel like this person is going to be strong, supportive, on the more laid-back side, and they're going to have their own career. So, yes, I think all of that's going to fall into the place into the next 4 years or so. I feel like things are falling into place for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Woody. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, Woody's I've talked to him many times, and you know, definitely see his music being where he should be focused, and so that's pretty cool. You know, sometimes we just got to stay focused. You know, it's really easy to give up on our dreams, but
well, what's great about Woody is he's getting to know a lot of different areas of music and learn.
Oh yeah.
And
definitely.
That's what is going to give him a lifelong career there, is knowing the writing, the production, all of it.
Right.
And I sense that he's absolutely right on track. He is not supposed to be working for someone. He's supposed to be exactly who he is.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, and that's the main thing, is just to stay true to ourselves, and you know, and that's what I would be telling Woody also. So now, tomorrow was Valentine's Day, and
yeah.
I know that Woody brought up relationships. What would you tell somebody that if they're looking for a lot of people, Valentine's Day doesn't bring up that some lovey feelings for a lot of people, you know, because they have broken relationships, you know, they, you know, things like that. So what would you tell somebody, you know, if they're having some problems with tomorrow right now?
Well, first of all, if they're having trouble just with the concept of Valentine's Day, I would tell them to remember that love isn't limited to having someone that is your dating partner. Love is about your family and your friends and your dog and your neighbors and showing love anywhere you can. Opening the door for an elderly person walking into the grocery store, that's a loving act, right?
Right, definitely.
So what we really need to do is connect with the energy of love. And I think too many people see finding someone as a goal, and they forget that it's really about connecting with that loving energy every day. So the second thing I would tell them is love yourself. You know, it's amazing, but I was talking to a lady recently, and I said, you know, I want to find my soulmate so bad. And I said, well, if I had your soulmate right outside this door and I told you they were waiting for you, she said, well, I'd want to lose 10 pounds first and get a haircut. Think about that.
Right.
So what she's saying is, I want my soulmate, but not yet. And we carry that around with us a lot. We carry around those things that, well, when I get the right job, I hear this from men, that when I get my job situation straightened out, then I want to meet somebody.
Right.
So the most important thing we can do also is recognize if we're blocking it, if we're the ones blocking love from coming into our life, to recognize that and to maybe accept love when we're not perfect. So for that woman who says, well, you know, when I lose 10 pounds, then I'll be ready to meet the love of my life, either lose it or forget it, but decide that you're ready to meet that person and be open. Love tries to find us every day that we're out there.
Right. Because I agree, because I think a lot of people, you know, including myself at times in my life, you know, I was thinking, man, you know, I have to get this in place, I have to do this, I have to, you know. But you know, once I started realizing, you know, hey, it begins loving myself first, and then I can love others.
You got it. And if you can accept you weighing 10 pounds too much, so can anybody else.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, it's just, you know, our bodies are just covers.
Yeah.
That's all they are. And they're just, you know, they're just shells housing a wonderful spirit within. And sometimes we just have to look past the shell and find that spirit within.
And that's why I tell people, don't underestimate the love of your animal companions, because they simply see that energy without caring about the shell. They don't care. They simply love you unconditionally. So there's love out there tomorrow, even if you don't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife to call your own. There is love everywhere, and you just have to find it, but you also have to give it.
Yep. Because that's one thing about our pets. Our pets love us no matter what.
You know,
they don't care. They just, my animal, Angel, my dog, she really helped me through a really difficult time and really showed me that unconditional love. When I wasn't feeling that from everybody else around me, she was right there saying, hey, you know, I love you. It doesn't matter. You know, and really helped me through a difficult time. And, you know, that's and that's what we have to do. But we also have to have that for ourselves. And sometimes that's a little hard for some of us out there still.
And that's what we can all do, though, for Valentine's Day, is take a look at ourselves. And whatever it is that we don't like, it's our hair, it's our weight, it's our toenail, whatever it is, give ourselves a break for the day and say, you're good the way you are. Because I guarantee you, there are plenty of people out there in the world who would think you're just perfect the way you are.
Yeah, I had a person one time, I was talking to them about, you know, because there was a period in my life where I was having some difficulty loving myself, and they suggested on Valentine's Day, you know, to give myself a card.
Absolutely.
And so I went, even though it was a little weird, I went and got me a Valentine's card, wrote it out, said, you know, I really love you just the way you are, and you know, I will always love you just the way you are. And I gave it to myself.
That's wonderful.
And it really helped me. You know,
Michael,
so
listen, I'm 100%. I think that's wonderful. I used to go to the store and see these beautiful bouquets of flowers and say, who do I know who needs cheering up? Who do I know who needs flowers? And it never occurred to me once that it was me.
Right.
And yeah. I finally one day realized, oh, I need flowers. And that's what people need to do. Buy themselves a Valentine. Buy themselves some flowers. Buy themselves 5 pounds of chocolates if they can stand it.
Right. Yeah. Just don't eat that 5 pounds of chocolate all at one time.
Right. You can share some with me.
Yeah, right. Or me. You can
right.
Those,
but yeah. I think that's the most important thing anybody can do when it comes to love. Is love themselves first. Because when you do, I don't know if you've noticed this, but whenever, it seems like whenever you're in a relationship and you have someone who loves you, everyone else starts to find you attractive. And
right.
I think it's because when we're in a relationship, we see ourselves through the eyes of that relationship and we feel good about ourselves. And when we feel good about ourselves, everyone else likes us too.
Right.
So, I hope everybody goes out tomorrow and feels great about themselves.
And, you know, I plan on having a special dinner with myself. You know, I'm not in a relationship right now, but I'm in a relationship with myself.
Excellent.
And that's what we have to look at, you know, taking care of ourselves and what's important to help us through life, not just on Valentine's Day, but through every day of our lives, because Valentine's Day is just Valentine's Day. You know, it's just a day that's there. But hey, you know, I've appreciated having you on with me. Could you give us your website one more time?
Sure. It's www.dianegrimmel.com.
Okay. And if you're in the Houston area, you can get hold of her, and she would love to read for you face-to-face.
Absolutely.
You know, and I tell people, you know, when they ask me, you know, if there's any difference between a face-to-face reading and a phone reading, I tell them that there's no difference. Would you agree with that?
For the most part, because I'm a medium.
Okay.
I found that, and this is not always the case,
okay.
But sometimes when I have been face-to-face with someone and they brought an object, for instance, someone brought a young boy
right.
a sweater to me.
Right.
Holding that object really helped me tune into a level that was beyond what I'm able to do most
yeah.
of the time.
Right.
So I would say 99% of the time there is no difference whatsoever.
Right.
That occasionally, in the case of someone who has passed on, I think having the presence of the psychic is good for the person getting the reading. They feel better. They feel more connected.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that because I've had the same experience, with mediumship stuff. They just can see your face and they can see that caring and all that, you know.
And sometimes they will see the facial expression or the movement of a hand that belongs to their loved one, and they see it in you.
Yeah, yeah, because I had that happen one time. I wasn't even paying attention, and all of a sudden my hand was twisting in a position that wasn't normal for me. And the woman screamed and said, oh, my God. And I was like, what? You know, because it scared me because I was like,
mm-hmm.
what is going on? And she said, that's my husband.
Yes.
You know, and so, yeah. And so, if you can get a face-to-face reading with a medium, I think that is good. But most of the time you can get the same.
You can
energy.
Absolutely get a great reading over the phone. The energy, and that's your point is a very good one. The energy is there no matter what.
Right.
And the energy is going to be accessible to us no matter what. But there is, for the medium reading, an occasional
right.
physical tick that will have meaning for the person getting the reading.
Right.
And that can make a difference. So
yeah. Well, because, I mean, there's been times when I've done mediumship readings, you know, that I had to get up and say, okay, I have somebody that used to walk like this. Well, that's a little hard to show over a phone.
Right.
You know. And so, you know, mediumship readings face-to-face, I would probably say if you're looking for a mediumship reading, you know, if you can't find a medium, go face-to-face with them because there are going to be things that pop up. Yeah.
There are fabulous, fabulous mediums who do incredible phone work. And –
right.
But, yeah, I think that it's even an added dimension if you have a mediumship reading in person. But when it comes to things like psychic issues, like which job should I take, that type of thing, or
right.
what do you pick up on this man that I'm dating, those are things that come across just as easily on the phone as they do in person.
Definitely, yeah.
Sometimes easier.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, I think those kind of readings, I think they're easier for people over the phones, you know, sometimes, you know, but everybody's different and everybody works different. And that's what we all have to keep in mind when we're looking for a medium. But now, what would you tell somebody really quick? We got about 7 minutes, but if somebody was looking for a psychic or medium, what kind of guidelines would you give them?
Well, first of all, I would find out what, if somebody uses the word medium, I would find out what their background is. And by that, I don't mean there's any school you can go to be a medium, besides, you know, Arthur Findlay College in England. But to find out, have they been doing this for a year or 10 years or 20 years? You may ask around. Places like the ARE or metaphysical shops are good places to ask around and find out who has a good reputation.
Right.
A lot of people who work in the field of mediumship charge very high prices. I would look and see if there are references. Are there references available on their site? Are there people who've made commentary about their readings? But I think in the end, you're going to go on instinct and what feels right to you. But to know that anyone can call themselves a psychic or call themselves a medium, and you're going to find all levels of ability calling themselves. And so if you see someone that you feel might be the right person, it's not a bad thing to ask around and say, have you heard about this person? What do you know about this person?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Check them out, and you know that's what I tell people. You know, just you know what I would tell people is just you know, look at them, and if it doesn't feel right, then it's probably not right.
Right.
You know, if there's something inside of you saying, well, I don't know about this person, then there's a reason that's going on. You know?
Absolutely, and I hear from more than one person. I meditated and went back and forth and read a lot about different psychics, and you're the one I chose, and I like hearing that because it means they were simply trying to pay attention to what their feelings were about that. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I do that with guests. I look for guests and you know, I go down a list of, you know, I look up psychic mediums and I go down the list and say, okay, this person, I want to contact. Mm-hmm. You know, if it doesn't feel right, then there's a reason I'm feeling that.
Well,
and I just have to trust that. And so far, we've had some amazing guests because of that guidance. And so, you know, we got to be really careful there because there, unfortunately, there are people out there that are not legit. And but someday that's going to be not out there and everything's going to be changing and it's going to be a better world ahead.
I think
Diane,
more people accept it, yes.
Yeah, I do. Diane, I'm going to have to let you go, but I do appreciate you coming on. And
absolutely.
We'll have to get you back here someday when I'm feeling a little better.
I'm so sorry you're not feeling well, and I know that your entire audience and myself wishes you Godspeed, and I hope you feel better.
Okay, thank you. You have a great night. All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. If you would like to get over, please go visit her website and, you know, and also send her an email. Just drop her a line and say, hey, you know what, I really liked you being on. It really helps me getting them back here, okay? So let them know that you appreciate them. I'm sorry that I didn't get everybody on the phones with her, but I was just led by spirit to go the way that I went, so hopefully you understand that and don't get mad at me, all right? Right now, I'm going to tell you to pay attention to our show page. Really close, pay attention to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio. I will put on there if we're going to have some shows. I think I'm going to take some days off, and I don't want you to worry about me. I want you to pray for me. Okay, there's a difference. I don't want you worrying and stressing about me, but I do want your prayers and your healing and all that stuff, okay? I don't need your worry, all right? Worrying is not going to make me feel better, all right? And I will take care of myself, I promise. The one thing that I want to tell you all before we do go off air is that we do have a guest on this coming Saturday, as far as I know. Like I said, pay attention to the show pages.
But Michael Gourley, so far, is scheduled for this Saturday. We'll see how I feel. But he is scheduled. Continue to remember him. He's been sick as well. And so please remember him in your prayers. As far as I know, he will be here Saturday. That will be at 2 p.m. On Saturday. I am not going to be on Friday. I am going to take Friday off at least. But like I said, pay attention to the show page. And you can follow me on Twitter. Twitter account will give you up to date with my health and all that stuff. Okay, that's the best way to follow me and find out what's going on in my life is going to our Twitter account. You can link to that right here on our show page. If you click on the Twitter thing, you can follow me, and that will give you up-to-date minute things with me when I Twitter over there. Okay? You know, the one thing I want to do is I just want us to just focus for a minute on love. You know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and, you know, but the one thing I want to tell you is Valentine's Day should be every day. Every day we should love our wives, our husbands, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, our neighbors, ourselves. You know, the one thing that I was thinking about today, I had to go and pick out some Valentine's for my mom and my dad. They can't get around very much, so I had to pick it out for them. And you know, so I had to walk down those aisles, and it bothered me a little bit, but then I realized, you know what? I love me. And, you know, that special someone will come into my life when that special someone's supposed to come. But that special someone has already came into my life. It's me. And once we really see that, once we realize that we are what we've been looking for. And what I mean by that is a little deep, and you're going to have to go into the spirit within you to understand what I just said. But it's in you. You know, we look a lot of times for somebody to come into our lives to complete us or to make us better, and they can't do that. The spirit within you can. Have a great Valentine's Day. I'm about to go off air. Have a great Valentine's Day. Pay attention to my show page. Follow us on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening tonight, Diane. Thank you so much. Namaste. You were great, and I appreciate you coming on tonight. And we'll have you back as soon as we can get you on the schedule again. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can do that by contacting me at spiritualtalkradioymail.com. All right. You guys have a good night. We're off air. Bye.